Good morning, Christ Center. It's Wednesday, September 17th, and we're in the second week of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading through Mark 2, 23 through chapter 3, verse 5. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 2:23. On the Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way, picking some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? He said to them, Have you never read what David and those who were with him did when he was in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests, and also gave some to his companions? Then he told them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So then the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Jesus entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a shriveled hand. In order to accuse him, they were watching him closely to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath. He told the man with the shriveled hand, Stand before us. Then he said to them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they were silent. After looking around at them with anger, he was grieved at the hardness of their hearts and told the man, Stretch out your hand. So he stretched it out and his hand was restored. Immediately, the Pharisees went out and started plotting with the Herodians against him, how they might kill him.
This is an infuriating passage. I'm here with Pastor Joshua and Pastor Janelle. Thank you, Janelle, for reading that. This is an infuriating passage, isn't it? This is like the most legalistic, annoying people not letting something good and beautiful happen.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, I mean, just the rundown. So they're eating, they get upset because they're picking the grain. You're allowed to eat on the Sabbath, but they were plucking grain. I mean, and one could argue, like, it's standing right there. I mean, it's like, are you allowed to, like, take your fork to your plate on the Sabbath? I mean, this is splitting
it's
hairs.
It's not like they were creating a banquet for, like, you know, that's going to take 10 hours. Like, this is, they're literally picking something and eating it.
So this is, you know, ridiculous. And then Jesus, you know, lays it out for him, like, you guys, you're being ridiculous. Okay. So then he enters the synagogue and they're looking to see if he's going to heal. So they're like, okay, well, he's clearly a lawbreaker. And then what caught me was this. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? But then he goes further, to save life or to kill. We're not even talking about this yet. So Jesus is already, he knows what's in their heart, because we look at chapter 3 where it says, and they plotted on how to kill Jesus. So he's saying, you guys are going to choose right now, is it better to save a life right now or to kill? And I just think that's interesting that he's already bringing this up, knowing that it's in their heart, that they're looking for a way to kill him. Like, you guys are willing to kill somebody on the Sabbath, essentially. I'm offering to heal someone on the Sabbath. This is where we are.
Yeah. Pastor Janelle, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. How infuriating this is. Like, he's doing the greatest commandment, loving, having compassion, empathy on this man. And they're just like, nope, you're breaking the rules. You're out. And yeah, I think it's causing me to look at my heart like, okay, where am I more worried about being right than doing right, than doing, being love, being Jesus?
That's a good word to meditate on. Or am I more concerned about being right than doing right? Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't really want to think about that too much, but it's really good. It's like a good place to check our heart because, yeah, I'm naturally a rule follower. And might lean a little more towards the Pharisees on, you know, keeping the rules sometimes. But oofta, I want to lean towards the love.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I have always been much more of a natural rule follower too. And you start thinking like, oh, well, I mean, he's, the rules do say this. And Jesus is like, no. You're, there's something higher here. And that is, this man has a withered hand and I would like to heal him. You would like to be healed. My disciples are really hungry. They've been walking and they need food. I want to give them food. Who are we to stand in the way? Go, well, according to the rule. And he's like, I'm better than the rules. I'm the Lord of the rules.
Jesus is here to save mankind. He's here. He is God's love incarnated in a human form. He's come to heal everyone, to save everyone, to restore all things. Like, we are the object of his love and affection. And these guys are missing the whole point. And I'm so struck by, as Jesus is doing this, he's also doing it as perfect love, as the perfect man. Like, we're all Jesus followers, correct? And so he doesn't lose sight of this as these guys are being ridiculous. And then it says he was grieved at the hardness of their heart. I cannot believe you guys care more about this than actually letting somebody be healed, looking at them with anger. You guys all know when, like, mama gets upset, she doesn't have to say much, right? You just look over and mom's got the look in her eye and you're just like, okay, just stop what you're doing. Everybody be cool. He doesn't sin, but he gives place to anger. And what does he do in that moment? He's acknowledging it. He's looking around. They can see that he is angry. He's communicating that he is angry. And then he continues to be just like he is. And he does the right thing and he heals that man, knowing that in that moment, they're already plotting his death. And essentially he's signing his own death certificate at that moment. I think this is a fascinating piece of the reality of God as a person, that he's not trying to hide that he's angry. Anger is not a sin. He gives place to it. And then he responds perfectly to go, I'm going to do the bravest, most courageous, most kind, most loving thing in this moment with the fullness of what this is. And I think that's inspirational to me.
Well, and again, when he gets mad, it's almost always on behalf of those who are being pushed out.
Yeah.
Or like this poor guy, he's got a withered hand, and I'm sure he wants this to be healed. His disciples, they were hungry. And when people are standing in the way or causing those people who are in an unfortunate situation or pushed to the margins, when they are part of that, Jesus gets ticked off. And here, it's an example of those who should know better. These are the religious people, and they are not embracing them. They're pushing them further and stepping on them. And Jesus is like, no, these are my people.
He actually heals the broken situation in that moment. Yeah. His anger leads him to this restorative healing act.
Yeah.
And I think that's very fascinating. I think that's a good word for us in this season. Is there are injustices, there are broken things, there are those that are misinterpreting how it works. It's okay to be angry about that. Now go to that situation and bring healing.
Right, yeah. Janelle?
Yeah, he's, even in the anger, he was gentle, did love first. I just think that's so beautiful. And his hand was restored. The whole situation was restored. I just think that's so beautiful.
And what a costly thing, as I said on Sunday, I was just thinking about what a costly thing it was for him to do that.
Yeah.
Like, this is the beginning in Mark's account. This is the beginning of, now there's a price on Jesus' head. Like, they're going to be coming after him to kill him because he did this. Because he loves somebody in a situation, they said, you shouldn't do that here. It's pretty shocking. Janelle, would you pray us out?
Jesus, thank you that you choose love. Thank you that you are willing to do the costly thing. And I ask, Lord, that as we're examining the scripture today, you would just help us consider what you're asking us to do. Lord, thank you that you're so patient and gracious with us. And just, yeah, speak to us. Lord, help us to be quick to listen to what you're asking and to follow your example of choosing love. Thank you, God, for your scripture and how you continue to teach us. Bless the rest of this day. Amen.
Amen. See you tomorrow.